5:38.
Proclaim May 30, 2016 to be Vanport Day of Remembrance in Portland.
So we have some distinguished community leaders here to talk about this morning, and maybe I can ask them to come up. We might need one more chair if all four are here: Laura Laforte, Renee Mitchell, Damaris Webb, and V. Gilmore. So just pull up another chair if you're all four here. Welcome, and thank you for being here for this important point to remember our city's history. So while you're getting settled, I'll read this proclamation. It says, whereas our view of history shapes the way we view our present, and in order to understand where we are going, it's critical that we understand where we have come from. And whereas Vanport, at its peak population of over 40,000, was Oregon's second largest city and the country's largest public housing project, it was built in 110 days, complete with two school compounds, commercial stores, a movie theater, post office, fire station, hospital, library, recreation center, and sheriff's office. And whereas Vanport, a segregated city with a degree of racial harmony, was an unintentional experiment in racial integration, as up to 28% of its residents who traveled from all corners of our great nation were African American, when at the time Vanport was built in 1942, the entire state of Oregon had fewer than 2,000 African Americans. And whereas the lowest point in Vanport was 15 feet below the river's water level, once the railroad fell broke on May 30th, 1948, the resulting flood destroyed the whole town of Vanport, whose multiracial population of whites, blacks, Japanese, and Native Americans was down to about 18,500 people. And whereas a dedicated group of Portland residents have organized an inaugural festival to honor and celebrate Vanport as an essential and often forgotten chapter in Portland's history, as it was the catalyst for the racial mosaic that now exists in Portland and around the state of Oregon. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 30th, 2016, to be Vanport Day of Remembrance, and urge all residents to observe this day. So let's take a moment to recognize our history. Welcome this panel.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for inviting us here. We just wanted to make sure that
tell us who you are, Renee.
Oh, Renee Mitchell. I'm one of the co-artistic directors for the Vanport Mosaic Festival, and I'm joined here by Laura Laforte, who is also one of our co-artistic directors, and B. Gilmore, who is a survivor of the Vanport flood, and Susan Bartel, who has led guided tours of Vanport. And this is certainly a community effort. This is a collaboration of folks who came together, and it's based on things that have happened before, efforts in order to tell these stories, in order to make sure that people remembered Vanport. Vanport was kind of basically our Katrina before there ever was a Katrina. And so we need, as more and more people are moving into the city, we need to remind them of the history of what has come before. And we're very, very thankful that the City Council and the mayor have recognized that there is a wonderful story that we need to continue to tell here that kind of shapes, even today, our interactions and our ability to kind of connect and build community. And so we're so thankful that you're acknowledging the day of Vanport. And I'd just like to let Laura say a few words before we give it over
to B. I would prefer if Ms. Gilmore goes.
My name is Beatrice Gilmore, and I am a former resident of Vanport. I appreciate your description of the city. It was as you described, but there's a lot more to it. The importance to me of having this proclamation and calling the May the 30th, 2016, Vanport Day, is that the flood washed all of that culture and those people into Portland. And that is a good foundation. That was a good foundation for where we are now. The arts, the music, and Portland being what it is. So it was a good city. We didn't anticipate a flood, but that's what washed it into Portland. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's a really interesting way to put it. Thank you. Good morning.
I have some excellent company here, some people who are passionate about sharing the history of Vanport. When I first started working for the city 22 years ago, in the area where Vanport was, I was astounded that no one talked about it. There was nothing marking it. And that it was sort of this little history of water and land, and increasingly the story of 100,000 people who lived there, had kids there in the five schools and the six nurseries, et cetera, et cetera. And I look at what the city is becoming today and how people are moving here and looking for jobs and looking for homes, and I think there are a lot of parallels, and we have a story from the past to share. Thank you very much. I hope you'll join us for the entire festival, and on the 30th, we will be on the site as well.
That's great.
So we officially open on Friday with a celebration at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, which is a city-owned property. And we invite you and all city residents to come and participate in some of the activities. There are a lot of opportunities to access this story, including a play called Vanport in the Flood. Damaris Webb, who is also one of the co-artistic directors, is here, and she is directing and producing that play. There's also music, and we're also including youth poets because we want this to be a multi-generational celebration of community. And so there are also films that are five-minute stories of survivors and also former residents of Vanport. There are many, many ways to access opportunities to learn about this story, and so we invite the city council, who is we're going to look forward to seeing you there, as well as the residents of Portland, and they can get more information at www.vanportmosaic.org. There is a calendar there and ways to engage and get tickets.
That's
so
great.
We invite you to all to
vanportmosaic.com.
Yes, .org.
Thank you. Oh, good. Well, we really appreciate you all being here. Appreciate you putting this together. We'd love to take a photo with you.
Absolutely.
If I may add just one more thought. I don't enjoy speaking, so that's all good. but I am a storyteller, and the project that I'm leading as part of the festival is the Oral History Project. So it all starts with stories. And so this is a celebration of individual perspectives that gives us a sense of the larger narrative. And we want to honor each one of them, even if sometimes they contradict each other, but that's history. And to me, especially as a newcomer, what's incredible about these stories is that it tells the story of people overcoming their differences, finding themselves in the same place and build their lives, their hopes, in the same exact way, the same way we do it today. And somehow this shared humanity, I think, is the best message that this project is bringing to this city. And it's an invitation to see what we can do similarly today, to overcoming our differences and recognizing that we all kind of want the same things. And so it all starts with stories and listening to each other. Thank you.
You know, I think I have a suggestion. I think there's some other council members who want to comment as well. The Oregon Historical Society obviously just got a vote of confidence from the community, and also has done a good job of trying to put together materials, stories from the World War II era, including about Vanport. And maybe this has already happened. But Ms. Gilmore, if you wouldn't mind somebody putting a TV camera in front of you, I think your story ought to be recorded and added to that collection. And other folks that were there, I mean, the stories that you have are precious to us as a community. And so I think it would be really useful to the whole community so that people do know the history, to have both the work that you're doing, the events that you're putting on this weekend, and the personal stories, recorded and added to that collection that is all of our collection at the Historical Society, because 50 years from now, 100 years from now, the story still needs to be told. So I want to encourage, if that hasn't already happened, and I know it has in some cases, but the more of that, the better.
Ms. Gilmore's story is really powerful, and she actually talked really in such a powerful way about the parallel with Katrina and what it all means. So it, definitely these are the voices that we want to honor during the festival. We're going to have three screenings of these oral histories.
Oh, great.
We've been able to...
Mayor,
sorry.
Just by coincidence, we have Ms. Gilmore and a TV camera right here. and people watching on Channel 30. So,
there we go. It's already been recorded today.
If you could maybe just give us a short teaser so that to encourage people to... Would you tell us a little of your story?
Yeah, what was it like that day?
That day was the day that I realized I could die. My father and three children were crammed in the car. We were rushing to get up the hill to Denver Avenue to get out of Vanport, thinking that we would return and get things that was precious to us and after the flood. And on the way up, I will never forget, I looked back out the back of the car and I saw the wall of water coming, and that's when I realized this is could be the end. That's pretty traumatic.
Boy, that's a pretty powerful story. Thank you. Other questions, comments?
Mayor, please. Thank you for bringing this proclamation. Obviously, we all look forward to participating on Monday. And when you were engaging the mayor about where what would be the proper repository for these stories, you know, if Oregon Historical Society doesn't become the repository, I hope Portland State does. And I'm thinking Portland State because of the receptivity they've already shown, for example, to the Rutherford Family Collection. And we have the city archives are at Portland State, and Portland State's library has a number of people that really care about our history. And I love this idea of storytelling. And if we don't tell those stories and document them, we're going to forget them. And at PSU, you know, through the Capstone program, students and faculty have been preserving the stories. So I hope between PSU and the Oregon Historical Society there's a natural landing place. And I hope we can engage future Capstones in continuing to do the inquiry. I know my wife, Patricia, given her history with the Capstone program, would want to be involved in that. But we forget our history so easily in this country. And Vanport means many things to different people, but it's a conversation we should continue to have. And thank you so much for shining a light on it and bringing the arts and culture to the table as well. We're excited to join you on Monday.
We appreciate that encouragement.
Thank you all. Well, we'd love to invite you and any of your folks that are involved in the festival or otherwise here on this item to come join us and take a photo and add that to the history as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you all very much. We're going to move on from one moment in history to another.